This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
I couldn't hear a thing.
Really?
Yep.
Well, open your ears for this one because this is quite good.
Right.
There's a guy in the UK that's latched onto a new side hustle business.
All right.
His name's Billy Joe Gray.
Hello, Billy Joe.
And he's pulling in around £1,600 a month.
Oh, that's not small fry.
Not small fry.
That's a good little side earner.
Yeah, just by flogging his old used socks online.
The more I hear these stories, the more I'm getting into the creepy foot fetish thing.
Yeah.
Don't yuck people's yum. Not creepy. Some people love that. I apologise if you're out
still
there.
Still creepy.
Foot fetish. I say creepy because I'm talking about my own feet.
Yeah.
Don't know
oh, they're
kind
creepy.
Of
those, thank dear,
you.
Those
okay.
Trotters.
I was telling the story. I didn't need your help.
God, Hobbit.
It's fine.
Now, apparently the smellier the better with old Joe Gray. He's latched on. He's got an OnlyFans page with his girlfriend, his fiancée. Anyway, apparently a lot of gay men have latched on to Billy Joe Gray, and they just want his socks. So what he does is he moves about 12 pairs a month, and he'll spend a few days in them. Two or three days, go to the gym and whatever, and then just puts them in a little seal-proof lock bag and then sends them off to the client.
I could do this.
Now, I thought about this yesterday because I've got a photo of Billy Joe
it's
Gray.
Great to have goals.
Yeah, goals in life. Billy Joe Gray, because he's quite a good-looking rooster. Right?
Is he?
Like I'm thinking that's drawing them to it, because I want to prove a point this morning. When I woke up this morning, I was racing around trying to get in here early, and I may have put on the same socks as what I had on yesterday, and I'd been to the gym. All right, so I'm just saying that it's a bit off. I'm not going to take them off in the studio because that would probably
God no, please don't
probably rupture you both. But
gross.
I'm thinking that
I'm
going to prove a point, right? So I've been running around with them yesterday and this morning, quite sweaty. I'm going to prove a point here that Billy they're buying it because Billy Joe Gray is kind of good looking, right? And he's young and in his 20s. So I'm going to auction off my socks this morning and see how much we get.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. So if there's anyone out there with a bit of a foot fetish.
So we're going to just validate your... how...
I want to prove a point.
At this point in life, if I'm that desperate for cash, I'll be happy to be your manager in this venture. I don't care.
I knew you'd come on board in some way.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, if it's going to benefit you, it's going to benefit me.
Well, let's just see how we go, okay?
Let's go.
You got a foot fetish.
And he's got really bad toenails.
And I have not. I've got beautiful toenails. I'm a springboard diver. I don't dig into the board.
Oh, yeah.
They're beautiful.
For
my age, they're quite good looking.
We're gonna say hot,
but I'm not.
Oh, you got good looking.
But let's do it. Shall
okay.
we?
Yeah.
0427 joy 949 honorajoy.org.au. I'll take the highest bid this morning.
Highest bid.
And they're ankle socks.
What are we starting the bidding out on?
I won't go as high as Billy Joe Gray. I'll go for 50 cents. We'll just start with 50 cents and see how we go. 0427 joy 949 joy.org.au. Town, Anna Schmurphy, what is happening in the news?
Well, what's not happening in the news? Last night was the APRA Awards in Melbourne, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, I saw them somewhere.
Who wins awards for that?
Musicians.
Oh, right, okay, yeah cool. Because it'd be the APRA Awards.
Yeah,
because it's the music APRA thing.
Wow. Tones and I, born Tony Watson, scored two gongs, one for Fly Away as the most performed pop work. And one, of course, for Dance Monkey as the most performed Australian work overseas.
I feel like that was years
still.
Ago. Still.
Well, it's...
Anyway.
It went off.
Well, good on her.
Like a frog in a
sock. I think it is a bit off by now.
Yes, also the Kid Leroy, your mate.
Oh, hang on.
Yep.
Stop it.
Is he in your squad?
He hasn't quite made it there yet because he's only had one song with Justin Bieber.
No, apparently he had two.
Did he?
Stay and most performed hip-hop work Without You.
Hip-hop.
And Songwriter of the Year.
There you go.
So they not for they grandpa. Get discounted.
Yeah, he hasn't quite made it in because he's
not for grandpa grumbles over here.
Oh my god! But anyway, he said, "I really appreciate the support." What a nice bloke.
Yeah, he's pretty gnarly.
Do you know there's. Wow.
Stop it.
It's reminding me of the time I called a guy, the skater dude, and we both looked at each other like, you can't pull that off.
That's not for you. Not right. You, your librarian.
An unexpected plot twist, though. Pop artist Amy Shark won most performed country work for Love Songs Ain't For Us, co-written by Ed Sheeran.
What? That's crazy.
Wow.
I didn't realize she's a country singer.
No. Has anyone ever heard that?
No one's ever heard that. We don't play it here. Is there a remix?
Of a country ballad?
Yes. Why not?
Well, if that's not making it to air, then we need a remix of Courtney, what's her name? Courtney Barnett's
Depression.
Right.
It's the greatest song. I've been listening to heaps of her.
Amazing.
She's funny as hell. Now, as we said, today is May the 4th. That was your cue. Because there's a dentist today at a dental surgery. His name's Amro Torfig, and he's a massive fan.
Yeah.
And today he's actually in his surgery dressing up because he's got custom-made Darth Vader costumes. I was just thinking, he's wearing
Luke,
it at...
I am your dentist.
That was better.
I haven't figured out how to do it. It's on the mic, not on me.
It's a bit pervy, isn't it, though?
Is it?
Yeah.
Looking at you, dear.
Or emphysema. Either one.
Stop smoking. The thing that I worry about that is, imagine if he didn't have the costume on and you were knocked out because you were getting your wisdom teeth removed and you woke up and there's Darth Vader.
Woken up in some new universe.
I've had too much of one of those that gave me there.
What else is happening in the news?
Okay, in the news, yesterday was, of course, that big fashion thing that happens, the Met Gala.
Oh, yeah, the Met Gala. You've got the same tones on as Shawn Mendes had with his outfit.
Yes.
Yours doesn't look quite like that.
A little less Met Gala, a little more librarian today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even with the glasses chain. Yeah. I am aging at an exceptionally fast rate, people. Yeah. Oh. Anyway, back to the Met Gala. Kim Kardashian actually wore the real dress that Marilyn Monroe wore to sing Happy Birthday.
Oh, did she? Can you flash that at me? Wow. How'd you get her hands on that? I thought that would be locked up in one of those sort of cool chamber things to keep
it was. It's worth $5 million.
Now she's just pulled it out.
Apparently she had to get on a massive diet to get in it. And I'm like, oh, really? Kim Kardashian, I think, for certain areas probably. Anyway, imagine how nervous you'd be going to that. Imagine me getting the privilege to wear that $5 million dress.
You'd have a bit of gas too, wouldn't you?
I would open a yogurt or a drink on the way there and back. I'd be like, oh.
Should I put a brooch on?
Sorry, Maz.
Is there a boa I can wear?
Sorry, Maz.
Monday morning. Time to get your thinking caps on. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys. This is Mental Giants. Something neither of them are.
Ah, Mental Giants this morning. Are you ready, you bozos?
I think so.
I am.
Okay.
Yes, there's been birds flying high over the desks. We're ready.
You mean the finger. Right, okay. Okay, question number one this morning.
Okay, you're right. Yep.
Good luck. Good luck.
Okay, good luck.
Can you turn the music down?
Yeah,
sure.
Thanks.
The average male will wear a pair of underpants for how many years on average? Is it
30.
3 years, 5 years, 7 years, or 9 years?
Well, I feel like this is unfair because I'm not a male or average. I'm going to say 3. Hang on. What are they?
3, 5, 7, or 9.
5.
You're probably more male than me, though, when you think about it.
I did think that.
Yeah. One boy from hell.
I'm going to say 7.
Tim, you're correct. 1-0.
Oh, righto. Focus, Murphy, focus.
Question number two.
It's hot seat all over again.
It is, isn't it?
Shut up.
Falling apart.
I went out on the third question.
Soccer was first played in which country? Was it Brazil, Spain, Germany, or Britain?
Oh.
what were the countries again?
Brazil, Spain, Germany, or Britain?
I'm going to say, it's obvious. I don't know.
I'm going to say Brazil.
Yeah, I want to say Brazil too.
Britain.
Really?
Yep.
I nearly swore on air.
Wow.
Don't do that.
I nearly said pucker up.
What is the most common colour for a car around the world? Is it black, blue, grey or white?
White. Grey.
Timbo.
Ah!
Wow.
I'm not loving this game already.
No.
Oh, that was great. I love that.
How many movies has Tom Cruise appeared in?
Oh, God.
Oh, and is apparently it, Top Gun 2 is sensational.
Apparently.
The early
is it 36, really? 42, 53 or 67? How many movies has he appeared in?
67.
50, the number one.
Ooh.
42. How many have you seen, Dean?
I've got COVID.
All of them. I've seen every single one of Tom Cruise's movies. I love
What's your favourite one?
Top Gun, right? Obviously.
What's your second favourite one?
A Few Business. Good Men.
What's your third favourite
Risky
one?
Risky Business.
What's your fourth
favourite? Jack Reacher.
Oh, I love Jack Reacher.
It's pretty good.
Anyway, about Jurassic Park?
Can we get on with the questions?
I'm just really upset. Can we start again?
No, you've got one more question. No. one more question in this round. This line appeared in which movie? So it's a famous line from a movie. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Ooh.
Was it Beverly Hills Cop, The Godfather, Mrs. Doubtfire, or Terminator?
The Godfather.
I'd like to hear the line as it would be said in the movie.
No,
so what is the first one?
Give it away.
No, I can't do that because I'll give it away straight away.
Oh.
No, sorry. Beverly Hills Cop, The Godfather, Mrs. Doubtfire, Terminator. The line is, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. I'm going to say The Godfather.
Yeah.
You're both correct.
That's a long way around.
I've never seen it.
So far in this...
I only saw it recently.
Did you?
High-scoring game. It is 3-1 in the first round.
Wow.
More mental giants after this.
I'm so glad to be back.
Something neither of them are.
Round two, here we go. Are you ready for
round
it?
Round two. I thought we were just starting now.
No, round two.
No. And there's already some scores on the board.
3-1 so far.
Wow, look
not
at that.
Many scores on the board, isn't
Bye, there? Back there. I can barely see you. You're so far behind.
okay, question number six. 900 divided by 8 equals...
Oh, gosh.
I can't do that.
900 divided by 8 equals 130.7, 100.9, 112.5... Or 142.6?
B.
Divided by what?
Oh, my God. I'll just give you the answers and just guess, all right?
No, just 900 divided by...
By 8.
8.
130.7, 100.9, 112.5,
142.6. Oh, I wanted to say B, but now I don't want to say B.
An answer any time would be good, because you're going to ask me to go through
it's
it again.
One more time?
No.
Sorry, just
Just guess. Because you're not good with math.
No, I'm trying
130.7, 100.9, 112.5, 142.6.
C.
142.6.
112.
Tim, you're correct. I don't know why, honestly, why you took so
what were
long.
You, doing
you
with
weren't
all
thinking
that?
About it.
There's so many numbers. you see where it went wrong on Millionaire Hot Seat?
Totally. Question number seven. How many public holidays does Victoria get? And you must answer this straight away.
Okay.
9, 10, 11 or 13?
Oh, really? 9?
11.
Both wrong. It's 13.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah. We get the extra ones.
which one's that?
Yeah.
Come on. Grand final.
Okay, question number eight. How much is Robbie Williams worth? Is it 180 million, 220 million, 260 million, or 300 million?
220 million.
Is it personal opinion or?
No, it's actually, I looked it up and
it's
legit.
The option three.
260 million?
Yes.
Ooh. 300 million.
Wow.
For Anna Murphy, this is the lowest scoring game ever. All right.
Oh, that's so dumb.
This is another one you'll need to answer pretty quick.
Okay.
How many letters are in the name Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy? Is it 24, 26, 28, or 30?
28.
30.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry about that.
Way too many.
Stupid name.
There's about 28 too many.
Yes. Still 4-1. This is actually officially the lowest scoring game. Now, final question.
Do I win a prize if I really just... don't get any further.
No, you don't. No, not everyone gets a ribbon.
Not, like that,
not everyone
is it?
Gets a ribbon. Dom. Okay. Okay. The mountain that has the sculpted faces of four past US presidents is Mount Waverly, Mount Albert, Mount Rushmore, or Mount Leg?
Mount Rushmore.
Ah, look at you two go.
See, I knew that stuff.
Yeah. So I'm going to do the whole drum roll and everything because this is really exciting. Score of 5 out of 10, Timbo is taking it out this morning.
Oh, that must be me stepping onto the winner's dais. I'll take that gold medal for sure.
Congratulations.
I can't see you down there in the second place spot. It's dark where you are.
I don't ever think I made it to a second place spot.
No, you didn't. But it was a good game.
But thanks.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys. 25 minutes to 8, heading for a top of 16 degrees in town. One of our favourite times of the month is when we have Sheffy Troy in. Good morning.
Happy May the 4th.
Happy May the 4th. Oh, my God. Best on ground. It's Top Gun this morning.
I was listening to some real heavy breathing this morning. And I'm like, oh, I can't go with that.
Yeah, that's so good.
I'm a massive Star Wars fan.
Oh my God.
I've still got a Millennium Falcon at home in the house.
We didn't know.
We want to hear from all the Star Wars fans this morning too. 0427joy949, honourofjoy.org.au. You have done something remarkable this morning though.
Yes.
You've created a vegan crepe.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, Dean's upset.
Great.
No, I'm not. Were you hoping for a meat crepe?
I just haven't had breakfast yet, so this is the first thing I'm eating.
I mean, meat crepes are amazing.
Are they?
Oh, they're insane. I love a meat crepe.
Oh, yeah, meat crepe.
I'm going to get on it.
Yeah.
A real cheeky way to do it is just cook up like a chorizo sausage and just wrap it in the crepe. It's like a fancy hot dog.
You can just walk around gnawing on that thing.
Fancy hot dog.
The visual in here is amazing.
Gnawing on it.
What have we got here today?
How do you make the vegan crepe?
So with this one, so essentially a crepe's just a non-airy pancake.
Yeah.
So
can you make it with protein powder?
You could probably I mean,
no, I'm just
maybe
anyway.
A nice
like just straight protein powder.
Well, I don't know. You probably mix it in
a bit of gluten free flour there. Right. We've spoken about the walnut flour.
Yes,
go really well with that. To be honest,
I'm getting excited.
So with this one, what I've done is rather than using raw milk or anything like that, I've used an unsweetened coconut milk to make the batter for the crepe. No eggs have gone into it, so it makes it a little bit more difficult because the egg acts as a liaison between the fats and the liquids and the starch to kind of bring it all together and make it a little bit chewier. So you have to work it a little bit harder and you have to cook it a little bit longer in the pan on lower heat. So yeah, so this one I've filled with a nice little berry compote with fresh berries. Served it with a vegan mango sorbet.
Are we eating during a song?
Should we eat during a song or should we have a munch on it now and just give him a score? Well, maybe we'll do it during the song.
Well,
what do you think?
I don't know.
We're going to play a song and come back with Sheffy Joy in just a minute.
Sounds delicious.
And we'll give him a score out of 10 for his vegan crepe this morning. How's that?
Yes.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. 19 minutes to 8, heading for top of 16 degrees
there
in town.
There are barely happy bellies in this room.
Wow,
right now,
that is just quite incredible. The vegan crepe from Sheffy Troy, my godfather.
Troy, you've outdone yourself today.
My body's gone into spasm because there's things that I haven't eaten
ever,
like cornstarch or caster sugar.
Flavor.
Yeah, flavor.
And I'm actually, for the first time in a long time after food, feeling happy.
I'm going to tell you, mate, it's a little sprinkle of sea salt I put in there.
All of the things Dean fears in life.
Oh,
that's
just divine. It's divine. It's one of the nicest
things.
That's
really yum.
I couldn't eat a lot of it.
10.
Yeah, I didn't eat much.
I'm doing a 10.
Yep, 10.
Well, there he goes.
It's always thoughtful.
Yeah, it's thoughtful.
Always thoughtful.
8.95
Yeah.
That's really good.
Score. That's the biggest score I've got.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's 100%.
Amazing. Dean doesn't know how to give tens because that means gold first place. He only knows silver.
Wow.
His brain isn't programmed to go above 8.95.
You've got to stay second, at least second every time.
I hate this show. Now, Chevy, if people, because this is divine,
this is
actually really beautiful. If people want the recipe and they want more information on it, where do they find you?
They'll be on Instagram at Sheffy underscore Troy.
I think you need a website now.
I'll get there.
Yeah.
I'll get there.
It's like us with podcasting. We'll get there.
We'll get there. Tech ain't one of my things.
people are absolutely loving it. We've had messages through, people saying great work, Sheffy Troy, love your work. It's fantastic. So thank you very much.
Thank you, listeners.
Something about every time Troy comes in, it makes me dribble down myself.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, that is so good. Listen, thank you so much for this morning. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, take it away, Timbo.
Really underwhelming, that bell.
So
today,
annoying, that
it?
Bell.
Yes, I need to get it a little closer.
No, you don't. I've got a buzzer. When do you two learn? I've got a buzzer
no,
now.
No, but the bell's no. fun.
Oh, the bell.
The bell. Okay.
It makes me feel like I'm at a hotel, which means I'm on holidays.
Oh, how does this game work?
I don't know. last man standing. I'm going to give you a topic.
Yep.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It shall go like Dean at his crepe until somebody.
I went at it, didn't I?
Did
I?
Really did. Until
you've got a different aura. Today.
I'm on a sugar high. I could win this game today.
Until someone slips and falls, we all point and laugh, and then we throw love and accolades at the winner.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, let's get into it then, shall we?
Do you
What's
think
the score?
We should?
What's
yes,
the score?
Please.
Let's take a look at the scoreboard, shall
please,
we?
Can we?
Anna, you're on
Don't
7
you be
points.
First.
Yep, okay. All right, yep. Dean, you're on 5 points.
Oh, mm.
Anna,
I'm
you're
winning.
On 7 points.
Great, thank you.
Do you like that?
Yep.
Okay,
feels
so
better.
She's winning.
Yep.
Right.
By 2 points.
Right. So if I win today.
Yes.
You'll still be losing.
And because I had a crepe, can I get 2 points?
Oh, no. Hang on.
Why?
If we got points for everything we ate, mate, I'd be like 1,000.
You win.
Yeah.
You win.
I mean, I just win. Just
no
stop.
One can beat that score. All right, you're ready to go.
I think we are.
I eat like I get points.
Oh, well,
for
can we start this game? I'm running out of time. All right, let's go.
Okay. Dean, you actually are the carryover champion
right,
from
okay.
last week, so you'll be
amazing.
Kicking off.
I
very
hate
excited.
This, but he goes first. Okay.
Are you ready for today's topic?
Now, Tim said to me before, this could be a very short game, which usually means I lose.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, ready.
Today's topic is all girl bands.
Spice Girls.
Girls Five Ever.
Destiny's Child.
Oh, All Saints.
Little Mix.
Salt and Pepper.
All that sugar didn't do you well, did it?
I was not expecting that. And
I
then
wasn't
I went
expecting
blank.
It either. And I can't think of any others.
And I went straight for Girls Five Ever.
I know.
Because the new season's out.
Oh, I could have gone Young Divas.
You could have.
Oh, those. I don't, what were the other ones? The Australian
the
ones?
The old Divas.
That's us.
Melbourne. Joy sponsor.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys. 21 past 7, heading for a top of 16 degrees in town today. There's a gorgeous little story from Italy. This morning we go to Italy.
Italiano.
Ciao,
Italiano.
Hey. Anyway, with a round of happy birthday, an Italian, the US Army toasted an Italian woman with a birthday cake to replace the one the US soldiers ate as they entered her hometown during one of the final battles of World War II. What happened
lost. Is this a story from the 40s?
Is this a dream you had last night?
Oh, my God.
Sounds like my dream.
Mary Mion is the lady's name. Mary Mion.
Is that the girl's name?
Mary Mion.
Mary Mion.
Mary Mion.
Her parents called her Mary Mion.
Mary Mion.
I don't want to be part of this family. Marry me on.
I don't want to be part of this break.
Marry me on turned 90 on Friday. When she was a little...
Oh, 90.
Is she single?
Okay.
Is she single?
She's well and with a name like that, well and truly single.
Do you know, you should have started with that bit. Marry me on. She's turning 90.
Anyway. So, way back in the piece, when she was a little girl...
Okay, now it's making sense.
It was
sense.
Her 13th birthday. And Marry me on's mother...
like Maribyrnong. I think you can't say that either. Mary Benoit.
Mary Mignon's mother actually had baked her a cake for her 13th birthday.
Oh.
But the US troops came into the little town in Italy, and because they basically would, you know, it was their last battle. It was the
the battle of the cake.
Anyway, they hid, but the mother had left the cake out, and the US soldiers had eaten the cake.
Oh.
The story went around and became, oh my God. Anyway.
Did she think that she couldn't take it because it took so long to bake it?
The event marked the anniversary of the day of the 88th Infantry.
Will she ever have the recipe again?
Division fought its way. Oh my God, this is just so hard to get through.
It's a gay radio station. If I didn't go there, I'd be
anyway. As it turned out, it was a major event for her. Tears in the street. The whole town came out.
In her 13th birthday.
No, this is now. This is today. This is the 90th. Okay. Oh, my. This is...
Anyway, I think you've got a trouble with storytelling.
I want to wish Mary Mignon a very happy 90th
so
birthday.
Do I.
You two are evil.
She's probably died at
evil,
that time.
Shut up. Here's Sam Smith.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.